Dr. Christian's office. Yes, Judy speaking. Well, if it isn't Bill Decker. What's new, Bill? You what? Oh, reconverted. Splendid.
And it's the Vaseline program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the show. Tonight, Lubbock, Texas gets the spotlight, and the prize goes to Bill Schember, 2324 17th Street, for his amusing comedy, Chain Letter. Gene Herschold is starred as Dr. Christian, and screen actress Rosemary DeCamp plays Judy Price.
Aren't you glad to be working on refrigerators again? Oh, I see. You're not used to machine oils. Your hands get red and irritated, hmm? Well, Bill, believe me, the thing for your hands is Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. And here's how to use it. Very simple. Before beginning work, just rub some Vaseline Petroleum Jelly on your hands to protect them from irritating oil, grit, and dirt that otherwise grinds into the skin. This safeguards against infection and makes dirt easier to remove. Then after you wash up, apply Vaseline Petroleum Jelly lightly to your hands again to supplement the skin oils washed away by strong soap. Also to relieve sting and promote healing of scrapes and cuts. Well, Bill, try Vaseline Petroleum Jelly tomorrow, and you'll notice the difference. Your hands will feel ever so much better. Oh, either one, tube or jar. Well, I'm glad I could help, Bill. Call again. Goodbye.
And so to our prize play, Chain Letter. The scene is Dr. Christian's office, about 9:15 in the morning.
Good morning, Judy.
Well, what's in the mail this morning?
A few bills and a chain letter.
A chain letter?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that fad had gone out years ago.
Well, it seems to be trying to make a comeback.
Well, you know, Judy, I've often wondered why people send those things along.
Oh, I guess it's just the promise of a rich reward.
No, I don't think so, Judy. I think it's fear more than anything else.
Oh, Doctor, this isn't the Middle Ages. People don't fear those crazy threats.
No, I think they do. I think it's fear coupled with age-old superstition.
Oh.
We haven't changed much in that respect since the Middle Ages.
Well, I still think it's money. I've heard of a number of cases where people have received small fortunes from chain letters.
Oh, I can't believe anybody would send those things along just for the money, Judy. No, fear is a prime motive for a great many silly acts, and the threats made in a chain letter, if the chain is broken, are just the incentive that some people need.
Well, money's a bigger incentive. Look at the things people do for money. Rob, kill, all sorts of things.
Ah, no, Judy, it's fear. And what's more, I'll prove it to you.
Oh, how are you going to prove anything like that?
Well, now let's make an experimental study of this thing. Let's send a copy of this chain letter to someone we know. Then see if they send it along and why. Well, how's that?
Say, that would be interesting. I'd like to see what would happen. Have you thought of anybody to send it to?
Let's see. To give you a real break, we'll pick out someone who really needs money.
Tom Holland?
Tom needs money?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I've heard he's almost bankrupt.
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought Tom and Bertha were doing all right. Well, I guess he would be a good subject then. And who knows, maybe you're right. Maybe it will bring him a fortune.
What gives us the mail this morning, darling? Tom Holland, will you pull your nose out of that book long enough to listen to me?
Are you saying something to me, darling?
Oh, no. I was just holding a conversation with a salt shaker.
That's a silly thing to do. Say, do you know that this advertiser's guide is certainly an interesting book? It gives all kinds of statistics. Listen to this. 5 out of 7 people put their right shoe on first. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, sure. But does it say anything about husbands being murdered?
Murder? Let me see. Murder. Oh, yeah, here it is. 1 out of every 1 million wives murder their husbands.
How nice. I think I'll be 1 in a million.
Oh, you're just kidding.
Well, I won't be if you don't answer my question. What's in the morning mail?
Oh, nothing. A couple of bills and a chain letter.
A chain letter? Where is it?
Waste basket.
Tom Holland, you didn't throw away a chain letter. Why, all sorts of horrible things will happen to you if you don't do what it says.
Oh, Bertha, don't be silly. You don't believe in those silly threats, do you?
Well, certainly. It'll give you bad luck if you break the chain. I know.
Listen, darling, my advertising agency is practically on the rocks. We're almost broke. I'm threatened with a stomach ulcer, and you think not sending a chain letter will give me bad luck.
Well, if you're not afraid of it, at least you could send it on for the money.
What money?
Well, you know, when your name gets to the top of the list, people send you money.
Well, no, the advertiser's guy doesn't say anything about that. I wonder. Oh, no, it's stupid. It's not businesslike. No, I'll get out of this hole somehow, and not with a chain letter.
Well, you're just tempting fate. And besides, I've told you before, you wouldn't have all those troubles if you asked Madame Zucci for advice.
Madame Zucci, that broken-down drugstore tea leaf reader.
Madame Zucci is head tea leaf reader at the classiest drugstore in town, and she knows what she's talking about.
The advertiser's guide says 9 out of 10 predictions that fortune tellers make are wrong.
Well, I don't care what your silly book says. Madame Zucci is good. Why, she can read your palm and tell how much money you've got.
That's nothing. I can read my bills and tell you how much money I haven't got.
You're just a born skeptic. Well, the last time I went to her, she told me we were going to take a trip, and I just know we are.
Yeah, well, she's probably right there.
See? What'd I tell you?
Sure. There's a train leaving for the poorhouse every 7 minutes. If I don't think of a good slogan for old silver cigarettes in a hurry, you and I'll both be on one.
Well, I still think Madame Zucci...
Say, honey, you didn't see a card around here anywhere, did you? Yeah, I've got an appointment with a representative of old silver cigarettes at his home today, and I had a card with his name and address on it. No, I can't find it.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, well, I've got another card at the office. Hey, I got to get going now. Oh, by the way, dear, I think I'll be home early. I've got to work on that old silver slogan, you know. Well, goodbye.
Okay, darling. Goodbye. Now he's gone. Now to get that chain letter. He thinks I'm going to let him ruin his luck altogether. He's crazy. He'll be on top of the wastebasket. Yes, here it is. Let's see. There's... Send a dime to the name at the top of the list and put your name on the bottom and send 5 copies of this letter to 5 friends. Now, to think of 5 of Tom's friends. Well, there's Jerry Adams and Joe Ames and Pete Boulder and Jim Shoup. Now, one more. What can I send a 5th one to? What's this in the basket? Personal card with the name Jack Douglas, 400 Maple Drive. He must be a friend of Tom's. Oh, new friends are always good luck. I'll just send the 5th copy to him. Yeah, I wonder who this Jack Douglas is.
I like your old silver cigarettes, Mr. Douglas, and I'm sure I'll think of a new slogan that'll appeal to a brand new market.
That's what we want. Develop a brand new market that the other cigarettes don't hit. That's just what we want. And take it from me, old silver is a good cigarette, too. Why, I smoke them continuously. Always light a new one from the one I'm smoking.
Well, that's a good recommendation. They call that chain smoking, I believe, don't they?
Yes, yes, chain smoking.
Chain. Oh, that reminds me. I got a chain letter this morning. Threw the crazy thing away.
And you did the right thing. Only silly idiots ever answer those things.
Boy, you really detest chain letters, don't you?
Indeed I do. My wife got one a couple days ago and she wanted to answer it, but I made her destroy it in a hurry. Stupid morons that send out those nuisances should be put behind bars.
Yeah, well, it's plain you don't think much of people who send chain letters either.
Indeed I don't. The people who send those things on and perpetuate them are either crooks or get-rich-quick fools.
Well, I've got to be running along, but I'm going to go to work immediately on that new silver slogan, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, good, good, but you'll have to hurry. I can only give you until tomorrow noon. Then I'll have to give another agency a try at it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, I'll see you tomorrow with a slogan that'll knock them dead, Mr. Douglas.
That's the spirit, my boy. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
Is that you, Tom?
Yeah, it's me, honey. I told you I'd be home early. What's this on the hall table? Oh, Jack Douglas's car. Gee, I thought I'd lost it.
Oh, yes, Yes, I found it in the wastebasket when I got the chain letter out.
You took the chain letter out of the wastebasket? Now, Bertha, don't tell me you answered that silly thing.
I wanted to bring you luck and maybe some money.
Oh, I don't need a stupid chain letter to bring me good luck or money either. I think Jack Douglas, the old silver cigarette representative, likes me. I'm going to get their account.
Oh, so that's who Jack Douglas is. Well, then I'm glad I sent him a copy of...
Bertha, you sent Jack Douglas a copy of what?
Why, the chain letter, of course.
You sent him a chain letter? Oh, Jack Douglas detests people who send those things. Whose name did you put on it?
Yours.
Mine? Oh, I'm sick. Well, there goes the cigarette account. Oh, me, the advertiser's guide never said anything about this.
Darling, did I do something wrong?
Wrong? Oh, no, no. Nothing except send a chain letter to a man who thinks chain letter writers are morons, who controls the old silver cigarette account. Well, there goes my last hope.
But I was only trying to bring you good luck.
Sure, sure. Maybe now I'll even be lucky enough to get an early train to the poorhouse. Well, I guess that's it.
It's the doorbell.
Probably Jack Douglas coming to beat my brains out for sending him a chain letter.
I'll answer it.
Hello.
Dr. Christian.
Hello, Bertha.
Oh, and Judy, this is a surprise. Come in. I haven't seen you two in ages.
Hello, Dr. Christian. You came just in time. Think I need a transfusion or something.
What's your trouble, Tom?
Oh, some jerk sent me a chain letter this morning, and now I'm in a mess.
Jerk? Chain letter? What happened?
Well, I was afraid to break the chain, and I sent a copy of it to the man who was going to give Tom a fat contract. He hates chain letters.
Yeah, to say nothing of people who send them.
Oh, Dr. Christian, what have we done?
You? What have you got to do with this?
Well, I don't know how to say this, Tom. We sent you that chain letter.
You, Dr. Christian?
Oh, it was just an experiment, Tom. We just wanted to see if you'd send it out and the reason.
You see, we were just having a little argument and I guess I lost.
You lost? What about me? I'm on my way to the poorhouse.
I'm terribly sorry, Tom. Isn't there something we can do?
Well, Madame Zucci might be able to do something.
Madame Zucci, my eye. If you'd have stayed away from those fortune tellers, this might never have happened.
When did you send that letter, Bertha?
About 3 hours ago.
3 hours ago? We ought to be able to get it back.
Why, sure. I'll bet it hasn't even left the mailbox yet.
The mailbox? Sure, the mailbox. Why didn't I think of that? Hey, quick, where did you mail it? Never mind. The advertiser's guide says 8 out of 10 people use the corner mailbox.
That's right.
I'll go to the post office in case you miss it at the box.
Yeah, I'll phone from the corner drugstore. Goodbye, dear.
Good luck, darling. Hello?
Hello, Bertha. Hey, listen, I waited around that mailbox for 3 hours, and when the mail collector finally came, the letter wasn't there. Anyway, he said I'd have to go to the post office to get back a letter. Did Dr. Christian phone?
Yes, but I also called Madame Zucci. There isn't a thing to worry about.
Madame Zucci's flathead. What did Dr. Christian say?
Well, Madame Zucci looked in her crystal ball and saw the letter getting lost.
Bertha, for heaven's sake, what did Dr. Christian say?
Well, he said they haven't found it yet, and you should come down to the post office while they finish going through the mail.
The post office.
Hello, Tom? Tom! Hung up on you. Wonder why he's in such a hurry. Madame Zucci said everything would be all right.
Dr. Christian? Hey, Dr. Christian, where are you?
Oh, here I am, Tom, inside the wagon.
Oh, yeah, I see you. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, my boy, I never knew so many people in River Central letters. There's a shortage of clerks here, so it'll take some time to look through all the letters.
Oh, it's morning. I've gone through the whole post office 4 times and still no luck. Oh, we're licked, Dr. Christian. You better go back to your office. You're probably needed somewhere.
No, I'm going to ask him to make one more search.
Doctor, I don't mind losing that old silver account so much.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. You can't fool me. You'll lose your agency if you lose that.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
Oh, a lot of difference. This is my fault, and I can't let you give up now. Hey, perhaps after all, a carrier has taken the letter out. Let's try to catch it at Douglas's house.
Gosh, do you think we could, Doctor?
Oh, we'll try, Tom. We'll try.
Okay, I'll phone Bertha. She's probably worried about us anyway. Hey, she can call Mrs. Douglas while we're on our way over. Hello, Bertha?
Hello?
Hey, listen, I'm still at the post office, Bertha. The postal authorities went through all the mail. They couldn't find your letter.
I called Madame Zucci again, dear, and now she says she sees a man reading the letter.
Oh, good gravy. I hope Douglas hasn't got that letter yet. It's only 8 a.m., though, and the advertiser's guide says most people don't get their mail till 9.
I think you're too late. Madame Zucci says...
Listen, Bertha, forget Madame Zucci, will you? Now, look, we're going to try to catch that letter at Douglas's home. Now, will you call Mrs. Douglas and explain about the chain letter? She was going to answer one herself, so maybe she'll help us. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, but Madame Zucci...
Madame Zucci, my funny bone. We're going right over to Douglas's house.
All right, dear. Hurry.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Douglas. I'm Tom Holland. Did my wife phone you?
Yes, and I understand just how you feel.
This is Dr. Christian.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do, Mrs. Douglas? It's a pleasure. You'll help us, won't you?
Of course. Come right in.
Have you got the letter?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at the mail yet. Your wife went on quite at length about a Madame Zucci.
Yes, she would.
We'd better look quick.
Well, the mail's beside my husband's place. He'll be down for breakfast any minute.
Come on, let's get going, Doctor.
Here's the mail.
Hurry, Mrs. Douglas. I think I hear your husband coming down the stairs.
Well, here's a letter in a woman's handwriting.
No, that isn't it.
No, it isn't. No, this is for my sister-in-law. She broke her kneecap. Doctor, I
Mrs.
wonder...
Mrs. Douglas, your husband.
Oh, here's another letter in a woman's handwriting.
That's it. That's Bertha's. That's the chain.
Quick, stop it in my pocket. My husband's here.
Well, Tom Holland, you certainly are an early bird. What did you say about chain?
Hello, Mr. Douglas. Yeah, this is Dr. Christian.
Oh, glad to know you, Dr. Christian.
How do you do?
Now, Tom, what was that you were saying about chain?
Oh, so you were in the cigarette business, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, yes, old silver cigarettes, Doctor, the finest there are. Why, we... What was that, Tom, that you were saying about chain?
Huh? Oh, why, I was going to say... A chain smoker.
Why, of course. I'm sure that's what Tom was going to say.
I thought he
Mr.
said...
Mr. Douglas, did you know that the advertiser's guide says 2 out of every 50 smokers are chain smokers?
Why, no, I didn't. What about it?
What about it? Well, there's about 50 million people who smoke.
Yes,
and 2 out of 50 is 2 million.
Yes, you're right.
I am, yes.
That's a lot of smokers.
Sure, that's a big market.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is.
Oh, I see what you're driving at now.
You do? What? I mean, what do you think of it?
It's good. It's good. We appeal to the chain smokers.
We appeal to... Sure, the chain smokers. Why, no other cigarette ever tried to appeal to them.
It's an idea.
A good idea. A brand new market.
Sure, a brand new market. Pretty good, huh?
Well, it's colossal.
It's pretty good, all right. But the slogan. What about the slogan, Tom?
The... slogan?
Well, yes, the slogan. Well, that's what you came here to tell me, wasn't it?
Well, sure, the slogan.
Now, don't be afraid, Tom. I won't steal it. If it's good, you're set.
Set? Yeah, I'm all set. Like concrete and funk.
I'm sure Tom has a good slogan, haven't you, Tom?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I see. You're so proud of it, you want me to worm it out of you. Oh, you rascal, you.
Yeah, worm. I wish I had some way to turn.
Sure, Tom is mighty proud of that slogan.
Well, I know that it has chain in it. You've been thinking of something with chain in it, haven't you?
He certainly has. All right.
Good. All right, come, my boy. Give me the first couple of words. All right, out with it now.
Words? Well, how about, if you're a chain letter...
What?
He means if you're a chain smoker. Oh.
Sure. If you're a chain smoker...
Yes.
Chain links...
Make the links... let's see, I've forgotten.
Old silver.
Yeah, make the links old silver.
Chain links. Silver. Chain links. If you're a chain smoker, make the links old silver.
If you're a chain smoker, make the links old silver.
That's it! You've done it, my boy. You've done it.
I have?
You certainly have. But it will sell millions of old silver cigarettes, for I'm a monkey's uncle.
You certainly are. I mean, of course it'll sell millions of cigarettes.
Why, it's a stroke of genius. It should sell millions.
Well, how about it, Mr. Douglas? Do I get the account?
My boy, you're going to get the biggest account in the business.
Yahoo! Thanks, Mr. Douglas, thanks. I'm going to call Bertha.
You know, Doctor, the first time I met that boy, I knew he was smart.
You did?
Yes, sir. Why, when he told me he threw a chain letter away, I knew it immediately.
Mr. Douglas, I think you're the smart one.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Gene Herschel, waiting to greet you. Men, dry scalp is a common nuisance. You may have it and not realize it. If you've noticed just one of these signs of dry scalp, stiff, wild-looking hair, loose dandruff, tight, itchy scalp, reach for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements the natural scalp oils, contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Just 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic a day, applied with a comb or directly on the hair, check dry scalp. Keep your hair perfectly groomed. Also, a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo checks loose dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. More bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than of any other hair tonic in America. And remember, Vaseline Hair Tonic is just as popular with servicemen. Be sure to pack a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic in that Christmas package going overseas and mail it before October 15th. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. Well, you'll want to know something about the author of tonight's clever play, Chain Letter. He's William H. Shambo, chief announcer of a radio station in Texas. And he's been writing for radio for several years. But this is his first script to be produced on a transcontinental program. Next week, our presentation is The Attic Stairway Murder Mystery, by Frieda Franklin of Spencer, Indiana. We invite you to listen to the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Are your lips cracked and sore? Smooth Vaseline lip ice on chapped lips and healing begins almost instantly. For quick relief, for quick healing, get Vaseline lip ice. Priced at 10 and 25 cents at your druggist. Remember, Vaseline lip ice. Our Dr. Christian Prize play next week is The Attic Stairway Murder Mystery. Don't miss it. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.